From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Late last week, the FDA raised the national age to buy tobacco and e-cigarettes to 21, the latest in a string of recent efforts to specifically restrict access to vaping products. Several states have also imposed heavy taxes on them. Meanwhile, research out this week found that taxing the sale of e-cigarettes can have an unexpected consequence. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
In 2010, Minnesota enacted a 35% tax on the sale of e-cigarettes, which jumped to 95% in 2013. While the rest of the country had been seeing a decline in the number of smokers,
Minnesota then levels off. The rate of smoking decline slows down immensely.
That's Henry Safer at the National Bureau of Economic Research and the paper's lead author.
It indicates that the tax, which reduced the availability of e-cigarettes, made it tougher for people to quit smoking.
A lot of smokers use e-cigarettes to wean themselves off of the real ones, says economist Michael Pesco at Georgia State University. Pesco recently studied smoking among pregnant women, some of whom might consider e-cigarettes a safer alternative.
And similar to just adults generally, when the e-cigarette taxes are passed, we observe increases in prenatal smoking as a result of that.
There's no tax yet at the federal level, but by tomorrow, 20 states will have enacted taxes on e-cigarettes. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.